We're holding here in Perik Beis, Sif Beis. So we spoke about the fact that a person has to be koine the tov ba'atzmo. That bechira means when you earn something, it becomes you, yours, yourself. And this is called some sort of istamus. That's the person himself who's creating the tov in himself. Valkain, second paragraph in Beis. Alkein gozav v'sida sheiboru nyon eshtemus yon chisorin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world chisorin and shleimus and tikkun. So let's give a mashal. People look around the world and they say, this world is a pretty, pretty lousy model. Look at the problems, look at what's missing, look at what's not good, and so on and so forth. So a mashal for that would be, it used to be popular once upon a time, now it's called programmed learning, where you would be reading a textbook, and then like a paragraph or two into it, there'd be a missing word in the paragraph, like there'd be a blank, and you'd have to fill it in using intuition or what you learned before, and it was meant that the learning would become proactive instead of passive. So instead of sitting back and just reading, you would have to think about what's saying, so what's the word that's missing? That was once upon a time a sheet that was considered to be very, very good. So somebody would look at a textbook like that and say, it's missing words. Well, it's technically missing words, but it's not missing anything because that's what it's supposed to be. They have a thing on a ksuba. They leave out one letter, the kanina. They leave out the nun, so that the Masada Kedusha fills it in. And when the Adam actually amikal b'kinyan, they fill it in. So, chumrat started 40 years ago, so 45. That's when people started doing it. So I was at a chasana. My father's been Masada Kedusha, and somebody was a nudnik was standing around, looking, and he points and he says, "It's missing a letter." My father looks at it, he says, "It's not missing anything, ksuba." No, it's missing. Looks, it's not missing anything. And the final, somebody had Rahman's guy explain to him what it's about. But the point is, there's a letter missing, but the ksuba's not missing anything. If the world was created to be the Gan Eden, then there would be a lot of good tainus. It's, you know, this is missing, that's missing, other things missing. We're missing a building, but the answer is, this world is created with chisaron built into it so that we can fix it. That's what the world is there for. The world is a place where, so it's the best possible world in terms of our realizing ourselves. That's what this world is best. So when people say everything in this world is the best, so if you're equating the best to perfect, then you're an idiot. What does that mean? You're kind of blind. But if you understand that perfection is that you fill in the blank spaces, that's perfection. Then the world is very b'shleimistic. So Valkein Gaza v'sida shiboros and shleimus and chisaron. So God created shleimus and chisaron to be attributes of this world. V'sibari bria she'ef shibor efshos l'shem eshava, and someone has the possibility of doing both. V'yutne l'beri azeis emtzoim shal yodem tiknatzos ha'shleimus. And tools were given to that creation, to that creature, that it can be mashim itself and take on chesonis. For ozi korish and its damso mashay efshel lebera, then it's considered to be doima takash baruch hu v'tiyru ledavik bevlanis betuvay. And we spoke about last time the davik lecture. But understanding that the chesronos in this world are there, the biggest shleimus is those chesronos. It's just like, if you give a child everything on a platter, then it may not be the best thing for him. If you give him so that he has to earn things, so even though he's missing, he doesn't have X, Y, or Z, and he has to earn it, but that's the best that you can give him. That's the shleimus that you can give a person. Okay, Gimel. V'omnam milavad heyois habria zois Shekonsa Ashlemus Ruya Lidovik Beboira is brought from its side is that Musa law. Hina de knoisa hashlemus lo nimtzes misdabekes v'leches boi. At she soiv knoisa hashlemus v'motzem misdabekes boi hakol inyan echad. So this is a fascinating insight. When we ask ourselves, what's the tachas adam? What's the good you're striving for? So there are two different descriptions that jump out. One is to be a shleimistic person, to be Adam HaShalom, to be Adam like Adam Fnechet, to be a great person. 101 different descriptions of what a great person is like. Someone else will tell you that it is to be Davik Nakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's all it's about. So yes, we do these mitzvahs as a chetimtza. So let's give a description of how we would see this perspective. Imagine somebody is, let's say somebody is a very shleimistic person. I don't know, there's a bacha, he's a big masmid, he sits and learns, very serious, everything good. He has a younger brother who is a teenager and difficult and doing everything called abasa, b'cholo, b'cholo. Now, so by nature, there's not much in common. They don't associate much with each other, and there's very little connection. Now imagine this younger brother starts becoming a mensch, and he starts becoming serious about life, and he starts doing what he's supposed to do, this and that, and so on. As he changes, he finds himself closer to his older brother. They find themselves much closer to each other. And by the time he becomes of similar nature to his brother, they're very close together. So his own personal perfection and his connection to his brother come not only simultaneously, in a certain sense it's one and the same. Like we spoke a while back, the only people I can connect to are people that are on the same wavelength as me. So somebody who's kind of very into the world of art, I can admire him, but I don't connect to it, it's not my thing. A person who's into the world of sports, I can't connect. It's not my world. To connect, it has to be somebody who is in whatever I'm involved in, that's what he's like. So to be close to someone, you need to be of the same nature. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyochel, it means you're toiv. There's nothing else we can say similar. So if I am a person who is tov and engaged in tov and my mohus is tov, then I'm dovok and mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as the person changes and becomes better with himself, he every step of that way he's automatically becoming mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't so much need to sit and focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as focusing on yourself to be a person who's worthy of that relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is every, and this was one of the differences, I guess, between the Chassidus, the world of Chassidus, and the world non-Chassidus world. In Chassidus, they put a big emphasis on being focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on being Dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, I'm doing the Avodah to be Mizdav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't think the non-Chassidic world, the Baal Avodah, denied it. And they said it's not important to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they said it doesn't come by sitting and moaning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it comes by changing yourself. And as you become a more ruchnistic person, you automatically become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You connect to the Baal Shalom Debriya because you're now on the same wavelength. It's just like if you have, let's say, a receiver. I don't know if radios are still in your your thing. Tei Bacher very tzaddik. By us, the radio was the big affair. Bacher said nobody's next to radio today. the radios. So the broadcasting is everywhere. It's and then when you start turning the radio knob, as it tunes into that frequency, it automatically picks it up. It's in other words, really what you're doing is not reaching out and grabbing the waves. As your own frequency changes, you automatically resonate with those waves. Just like every material in the world resonates with a wavelength that's compatible to it. So really what you'd need to do is And once you make yourself compatible, it's automatic, the connection with your Rebbe Shalom. And that was the difference in approach. So by Chassidus, there was a focus on a strong awareness of your emotional connection to Hashem Baruch Hu. That should be the focus of your avoda, and that should be what you're doing. In the other world, there wasn't so much. The focus was on changing yourself, and that automatically be closer. V'zeh, he says, ki b'yoyis mitzius ha'isbaruch shma ha'shleimus ha'miti. So he explains it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is best described as shleimus ha'miti, k'moy shamanu, hine kol mashu shleimus ene mesiachis alololo. Anything which is called shleimus, anything which is of the nature of shleimus, is mesiachis lo ka'anaf ala shoresh, like a branch to the root. Even though you don't reach the sadistic shleimus, you're not shleimus itself. You are a hemshech and a telada. Shleimus hamiti is a Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol chisaron ina lahelam tuvei sparach nevehest uponov. And all chisaron is really just lacking Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So any kivut Kadosh Baruch Hu is shleimus, v'hest uponov hasheres v'hasibel l'chol chisaron. Asher kishir hestek hasher chisaron nimtzach menu. So if you ask yourself what is shleimus and what is not, so the mashal would be, let's say you have a light with some sort of shade on it. As you remove the shade and more light streams through it, then you have the light. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Bria. There is no shleimus within the Bria except where the Oyer Hashem is Meir. Anything in the Bria that covers it, that's master it, is lacking a shleimus, kefi that. It's a point he's going to be making different places. Kodesh Baruch Hu did not create bad as bad. He created Mitzuso and Hell Mitzuso. In other words, the bad that comes is a secondary effect to that. Again, let's give a mashal for that. You have, God forbid, people that suffer circulatory problems, and then the feet could become infected and get green and so on. The point of it is that be'etzem, if the blood circulates there, it's full of chiyus and there's no problems. Because the blood is not circulating, there's opportunity for all sorts of infections to set in and all sorts of problems. So wherever you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever somebody's mischubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the thing is like a branch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shleimus is automatically part of it. Wherever you master panav, wherever you have a lack of connection to Baruch Hu, then everything bad comes along with it. So therefore, so it says, Valkein hanivra ze oimid b'shikol mashen chesronos. So this nivra Adam is standing in between the two worlds of shleimus ha'arim. Shem told us ha'or v'astara b'ischasker b'shleimius v'heknoisem ma'isem v'atzmai. As he becomes more shalom and he begins to acquire it himself, to this tov. Hinei ochos bo yizbarach shmoi shuashoy shamok alehem. So as I keep reaching out for chachma, for das, for kedusha, for all the midas and ma'alos tovos, then I'm grabbing closer to the makor. Ukefima sheyabe b'shleimus, kach umar b'chizit abkoit. So whenever a person does things that we call shleimus, he's really engaging in mahu afato. So what I'm doing is I'm attaching myself to some sort of shoresh. So as I get to the fullness of shleimus, I'm getting to the fullness of being oyches mizdavik Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'nimtza mizdavik bo yisroach shmoi v'nena betuvoi u'mishtalim boi v'asna tuva shem usay. So you get this tremendously beautiful cycle where as you become more shalom, you mizdabik more
to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shleimus, and yet you are the creator of your own Shleimus. So even though Shleimus is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but since I generated the ability to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes me. Okay, I'm set.